The universe said no, laughed a commenter in response to an improbable story about two drunk drivers running into each other, each driving stolen vehicles. Karma, another affirmed. We like these neutral terms now. We rarely hear the mention of things like justice. Even more verboten, we dare not suggest the role of God in such a thing. Imagine if someone had instead pronounced, that sounds like God's wrath. That might sound cringeworthy by contrast, or worse yet, it would suddenly seem judgmental. But blame the universe like a non-committal bow to scientism or Gaia worship, and all is well. Nobody's going to ask you to back up your claim if you generically blame the universe, and they certainly aren't going to ask you to solve the problem of evil for them on the spot. But if you say God, then the probability of those interactions is well above zero. Suddenly, it becomes an objectionable claim. The Christian needs to explain himself in a way that others do not. Now, most of the people who use this language aren't, consciously, trying to make a religious argument. But, and this is a big qualifier, their usage of such terms really is a response to the sense that pure randomness isn't enough to explain their experiences of the world. They can intuit a sense of order in nature. In this way, these locutions are religious expressions. Yet, people would rather sound atheistic or generically spiritual, karma, than they would religious. Bystanders don't argue with the woman who claims to be balancing my chakras like they might with a professed Christian. They don't argue with Muslims either, but for an entirely different reason. The issue with actual religion, instead of generic exclamations, is the moral judgment that is attached to them. If a faith is true, then that creator has the right to dictate the good. More importantly, we have the duty to act in accord with that determination. So when people mention God, those around them intuit a judgment. Perhaps they are not keeping with this person's sense of morality. Nobody likes to feel that way. The universe, however, isn't evaluating how they live their lives. But when we eliminate God, we remove our moral vocabulary. It's not merely judgment that we lose, it's forgiveness, redemption, even guidance. The universe doesn't tell us how to live, because it doesn't love us. Only a personal God can do that. With the counsel of judgment, we are guided to better decisions and meaningful lives. As we transform ourselves, we transform civilization. Paul Kingsnorth was right in his famous Erasmus lecture that our job as individuals isn't civilization building, such that we reduce Christ into a tool. But what he missed is that a Christian civilization develops as the consequence of a Christian people. God builds through us. And as we share a common vocabulary, ethos, and moral structure, we will necessarily see that blossom. Culture is the fruit of belief, and nowhere is that more evident than in our language and our art. The language that we use is like art in that it reflects the culture around us and serves as a reinforcing mirror. Hence, modern art reflects the relativism of our age, in that we are asked to pretend that a random spray of paint might be gorgeous if only seen through the right person's eyes, and then stay mute to the reality that the right person would have to be blind. The language through which we express the world becomes the lens through which we see it. When our words grow empty, so does our vision. Thus, we must avoid the underpinned cowardice of neutral expressions and speak that which is true into our world. Let us speak truth, so that we may learn again to see.